Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. B is way west. Seattle, I believe. On a golf trip, enjoying himself. Just me celebrating the day after schedule release day. And this is no lie. Like, if you are a football fan, if you're an NFL fan, this is one of the most fun days of the year. And it's not all that complicated because you know what everybody did that's an NFL fan last night? All of them. They printed out that piece of paper. They looked at it on their computer. And they just started going line by line. Win, win, win. Loss, loss, loss. Coming up with their record. I listened to the Junks do it this morning. It is like a rite of passage. It's almost... It's not the same, but like when the NCAA bracket first comes out, the actual like 64 bracket, you kind of have a similar reaction because it's like, oh my God, this thing is tangible and I can hold it and I can make picks. And I think for Commanders fans, looking at the schedule from yesterday, you know, if you were listening to us, we were kind of letting everybody know a lot of what was coming and then try to be respectful of the league and the teams that build out these, you know, crazy schedule announcements and stuff. And let them have like the shine of all that at 8 o'clock. But I don't know. I think it's, I really think everybody understood that the Commanders were going to play good teams this year. The two best divisions in football last year were the AFC West and the NFC North. If you just look at it as a statistical thing, the AFC West had three playoff teams. One of them went to the Super Bowl. The NFC North had three playoff teams. Now, they were all knocked out early, but those are the only two divisions, I believe, with three. NFC East had two. I think you can make a case for the NFC East, especially based on playoff performance, but regular season records. The two best teams were the AFC West and the NFC North. Well, this year, Washington has to play both of those divisions. And that's just tough luck. That's just the way the scheduling goes. It's a rotational basis among division teams. So you knew going into the season, there were heavy hitter matchups. Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Vikings, Lions, Packers, and... based on how everything had been tracking, I think you'd be a real fool if you didn't think this was going to be a primetime national window loaded schedule. So all that said, all that considered, I really think the Commanders got a at least relatively favorable schedule. I think there's not... I saw my man Rooster last night. He's always mad about the schedule. Somehow the schedule's always screwing everybody. And, like, there's ways to look at it, right? Week one against the Giants. You get a divisional opponent week one at your joint, 1 o'clock, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Your schedule coming out of Labor Day weekend can be as normalized as possible for your week one matchup. And that's great. Week two, bang, right out the gate, you get a short week. Honestly, I think if you're going to get a short week, getting it in week two, pretty great. You're physically, yes, you will have the demands of that first game, but it's not like you've been playing 12 straight weeks and then you get a short week. You get a short week right out of the gate. I think that's an advantage. And here's what, if you want to complain about the short week, you got to understand, I believe it's Sophocles that said politicians are two sides of the same coin. Like, you can look at everything through both sides. So, yeah, going into week two, they have a short week going to play the Packers. Undeniably. But then it's 10 days till their next game against the Raiders. And that's week three. So, like, if you want to call me and scream, open these phones. I don't know. We'll open these phones. They're not open yet, but, like, I want people to have the ability to call rather than have them locked up. Are we giving away Caps tickets? Okay. I have just a little inside baseball here. That link you sent me was a sign-in. It wasn't signed in, so I can't get in there. Okay. So, if you want to be upset, there are a lot of life is what you choose to view things as, right? I think if you want to be mad about short weeks and Thursday football, I think it's kind of silly because the NFL at its core is a business and they're going to put games. But by the time my daughters are in high school, I think there'll be an NFL game every night of the week. Remember during COVID, there were Tuesday games and it was kind of awesome? Like, eventually, there's probably some streaming outlet that we haven't even heard of yet that maybe even hasn't been launched yet that will carry Tuesday afternoon games in the year 2033. Like, at some point, we just got to accept that this thing is going to operate how they want it to. But, dude, the advantage, if you got to have a Thursday night game, you get it in week two. Your body is not beat up yet. Not beat up like it will be week 10. And then you get 10 days off before the Raiders at home. Eventually, I'm going to go line by line, give you wins and losses. I just like to kind of react to all of it. So you go home, road, go down to Atlanta. Everybody asked me kind of biggest draw, best road trip. The best stadium, if you're a Commanders fan and you're looking at a game this year, go to Lambeau. If you've never been to Lambeau, Lambeau's an experience. It's the sights, the smells. It's like the Sistine Chapel of professional football. Go to Lambeau if you can. There's nothing in the world that recreates that. It's a really telling series of events with the Packers organization and the Bears organization because they both have these really old stadiums, and the Bears have just completely butchered Soldier Field. Soldier Field should be the best stadium and location in the NFL. It's this beautiful old, like Gothic, you know, Roman column stadium on the lakefront in Chicago, and they've just made it suck. Like, if you gave that land to a property developer, it'd be worth billions of dollars. And somehow they've just, like, got this stadium that a spaceship landed on top of and nobody likes going to. Meanwhile, the Packers have Lambeau Field, which is a stadium in the middle of a neighborhood that is just super old that they have somehow really impressively been able to add on. They built all these suites and, you know, a luxury area, and they built it like along the side of Lambeau, and you still have the history and it still feels authentic and small town. But yet, you know, you got room for the rich people too. It's pretty impressive. If you're just going for football, I think Lambeau's your trip. If you want an international experience, all of that stuff, then the Madrid game, obviously. But I got a sneak attack for you. So they start at home against the Giants, at Green Bay week two, home against the Raiders. Yo, that Raiders team is a very different team. They stunk last year. Don't just automatically assume that the Raiders stink again. Pete Carroll will turn them around in a hurry. They traded for Geno Smith, so now you've got a veteran quarterback. I'm not saying Geno's a Hall of Famer or even like a Super Bowl winner, but Geno's pretty good. And then I think Ashton Gentry is going to be a real problem for that Raiders offense. That don't assume those Raiders stink because they stunk last year. Week four, though, Landfill. The Commanders play in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a dope stadium. If you've never been, or I know there are a ton of kind of old-school Skins fans that live in the Southeast. That game will have a lot of burgundy and gold. I promise you that. But the day before, September 27th, Alabama plays at Georgia. So if you're looking for a football road trip, now you gotta be in it for the ball, not just for the trip, but go see Bama, Georgia on Saturday and Commanders, Falcons on Sunday. Atlanta's got a zillion flights, easy to get into and out of. That airport sucks, but there's a lot of flights. I am openly campaigning, if somebody has tickets for Bama, Georgia, holler at me. I think the opening stretch, I get, it's my understanding one of the complaints is consecutive home games. It feels like a reach. If you're upset they don't have consecutive home games until the first, I guess, early November, okay. But
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not all that unusual to go home road. Think about it. They play now 17 games, and they try to divide them in half between the home games and the road games. It's going to split up one way or another. Giants, Packers, Raiders, Falcons, then the Chargers. That's going to be a really tough game. Back-to-back roadies. I do wonder, there's two spots. If you remember last year when the Commanders played Monday night in Cincinnati, and then they went to Arizona to play the Cardinals. So it was back-to-back roadies and West Coast travel. And Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Josh Harris, they made the decision to just fly straight out to Arizona and be there for the week. I see two opportunities for that. Atlanta, obviously, is on the road. And then you're going to L.A. to play the Chargers. I wouldn't be shocked if they go to L.A. for the week. I think if you listen to, I mean, the guys that said stuff that really stuck out to me, McLaurin, Wagner, and Dan Quinn last year, what they said that Arizona trip did for them, just as like a relationship builder, I very much think the organization is going to look to do something like that again. Lost in the Sauce last night, which nobody will care about, is the Commanders also announced their preseason games. So just stay with me briefly. The preseason games, the games don't matter. But because they have only, what do they have? They have only 8 home games, 9 road games this year. They have only 1 away preseason game. So So they announced that's going to be August 8th in New England. The overwhelming odds are that they're going to practice up there against New England. So you're talking about, pull up the calendar, August 8th. Now, they'll either go 2 or 3 days of practice. Last year, they did two-day sessions. The 7th will obviously be an off day before a game. So they're probably practicing the 5th and the 6th in New England, maybe the 4th, 5th, and 6th. But then the rest of that preseason training camp slate, they got 2 preseason home games, August 18th against Cincy, and then a Ravens game that's a TBD. The Cincy game's a Monday night, so maybe Cincy will come here for practices. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. The Cincinnati Bengals are not known as the type of organization that likes to throw money around, and traveling for preseason joint practices requires cash. Maybe that'll end up happening, and I'll owe Cincinnati an apology. But it's entirely possible, based on this preseason schedule, that the only time away as a team comes in Foxborough in early August, probably the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Maybe they go the 4th through the 8th and they fly back after the game. That's not a ton of time. Think about last year, they had 2 trips, Jets and Dolphins. And then they went away for the week to Arizona. So I just, when you look at that, you got to think the way DQ has been open that he would like to do training camp away. He would like the whole team to get away, go somewhere else. I look at that Atlanta-LA opportunity as Atlanta to LA as an opportunity for this team to go out and be alone and remove, you know, whether it's a distraction or it's helpful, remove everything else but football from their lives. That LA game I also think is going to be really tough. I think kind of some of the running backs and some of the offseason moves the Chargers have done. If you look at Harbaugh historically in year 2, kind of the jumps he has made, then we're coming back. Remember the Hail Mary game? Hail Mary gets moved to primetime. Ben Johnson coming to Northwest Stadium. I guess gets to see what a bunch of basketball guys have put together. That should be a lot of fun. Monday night, Bears. Whatever this fake weird rivalry is with Bears fans, I'm here for it. That should be a lot of fun. Now, this is one that Chris Russell would tell you the Commanders got screwed. Monday night at home, and then they're on the road in Dallas for a 4:30 start. On the screwed scale of 1 to 10, what are we calling that, a 2.5? There are spots in this schedule you could say, oh, you know, Washington's on the wrong end of the stick. Is that a thing? Wrong side of the road? Whatever. At every juncture that may be the case, it's still pretty minor. Because if you want to yell about them getting Monday to Sunday against the Bears, well, then the following week they play on a Monday. So it's like this schedule to me seems like they tried their hardest to make it fair for Washington, whereas in years past, they didn't. It seemed like they tried their hardest to screw Washington. Like, just straight up the dates. On October 13th, Washington plays the Bears at home. On October 19th, Washington plays Dallas in Dallas. So, that's 6 days. But then, Washington doesn't play Kansas City until the 27th. So that's 8 days. So it was 6 on one side, 8 on the other, equals about 7. It's about a week off. I don't think we need to reach to try to figure out who's getting screwed. This, to me, really seems pretty fair. Now, there are a couple slots where there's back-to-back roadies, right? Atlanta, L.A., then the Bears at home, then Dallas and KC, which is a very tough stretch. And for everybody, like, I recognize Dallas was bad last year. They played Washington really tough. Like, I mean, they lost at home, and they took them to the absolute wire down there when Washington had to win. Now, granted, Jaden came out, and, you know, Washington was in the playoffs, but the seeding was all very much TBD. Mariota makes that hella pass at the end of regulation there. I guess I I just did 20 minutes, and we're not even to the bye week yet. I think then they come home from Kansas City for another primetime game. This is what happens to really good teams. I'm going to get to the bye, and then I'll break. So Seattle at home, which is very cool. You got Mike McDonald coming back. Then Detroit at home, a 4:30 national game. Then Madrid. We're going to talk Madrid. We're going to talk the second half of this schedule because, damn, it gets tough in the second half.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.